It's lunchtime in Brighton, and I approach a table of people sitting outside of an office building. I ask if they mind telling me about a time they fudged the truth.
Like a specific occasion? Really?
Which, by the way, is not an easy thing to get out of people, especially strangers. The only person at the table to come forward was a 20-something-year-old guy named Brian.
I took my friend's dog to the dog park the other day, and he happened to get into a fight with another dog. And when we came back, he asked how things went, and I said they were fine. Because really, how is it going to help anything if he finds out that he got into a fight?
What's interesting about talking to people about their questionable truth is hearing them rationalize it.
And I guess I wouldn't really consider it a lie, because it's not like I told him. I mean, outside of that, everything did go fine, so I just left out the part where things weren't fine.
So Brian didn't necessarily tell a lie so much as omit a part of the story. But he wasn't entirely truthful.
Lies of omission generally are not as harmful as lies of commission, generally speaking. If you unveil all the truth all the time to the person you live with, aren't you going to create a lot of stress in their life?
Joe Tetch is a professor of psychology at Boston College.
My area is the detection of deception through eye movements, body language, stuff like that.
In other words, Joe Tetch is a lying expert. He says we rationalize our lies in order to feel less guilty. It's a protective mechanism.
We're on this planet to survive. That's the first and most basic instinct of human beings, is to survive. And therefore, there are some lies that are intended to survive. For example, President Clinton, young Billy Clinton, avoided being beaten by his alcoholic stepfather, Roger, by lying what I call a protective lie. He didn't always tell the truth or he'd get beaten up.
Joe says there are other types of lies that are generally okay for the most part. There's the heroic lie, when you take the fall for someone else. There's the ego lie, you know, when you tell people you ended the relationship. And
there is a playful lie, like, I had a fish on the line that was 3 feet long, but it got away. Now, who's that hurting? It's not hurting anybody, unless the person gets in the habit of lying all the time. And there we have probably one of the most serious disadvantages of lying. The person, if he or she lies enough, is not able to discriminate inner reality from external reality.
Back at the outdoor seating area, there's a table with two guys, and one of them, Sean, tells me about his most recent indiscretion.
I'm just starting a new job in 2 weeks. You know, during that negotiation, they ask you, you know, salary and bonus and... I think I might have rounded up on a couple of instances.
So in this case, Sean lied.
Which ended up helping me in the long term because, you know, the new company was able to, originally they matched what I was making, but then they were able to go back and go a little bit higher. So I got a larger jump than I would have if I told them exactly what I was coming in at.
And Sean's rationale?
I think, you know, when you're negotiating for a new role and a new job, I think there's certain negotiation tactics you need to do in order to get kind of what you want.
Let's be honest, that's a pretty common lie. Joe Tetch says that falls into the protective lie category. But even then, you're not off the hook.
In the short term, if you lie about your salary and lie about your CV, your resumes, people do that a lot, you've got to undo it a little bit later on.
And by undoing it, he means tell the truth.
Make an effort to undo it later on by retracting it or telling the person, you know, you might have said this a little bit differently. And in that way, we have the best of both worlds. We have lying for survival, but not lying to ruin the fabric of society. Our society is based on trust. Relationships are based on people telling the truth.
And what you don't want is for that lie to come back and haunt you, or as Joe puts it,
I call it boomerang justice, because there is a certain magic about boomerang justice.
Christina Quinn, keeping it real for WGBH, Boston Public Radio.
Tell me why.